Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Isaiah. How are we this morning?
Doing great.
Doing great.
Yeah.
So you went camping last night, huh?
I did go camping.
Nice.
I was feeling just kind of antsy, and it was nice out.
Like in a tent or in your...
Yeah, in a tent.
Really?
Although... I am learning to not trust your parents when they say, oh, yeah, all the poles should be
in there.
So I had to do some, you know, stringing it up in the trees.
Yeah, string and get some sticks or something, make some posts or something. Yeah, you have to be, you know, kind of creative a little bit.
Yes.
Survivalist techniques.
Survivalist and have a little bit of grit, I think. It's like, yeah, okay, I got rained on a little bit last night. It's not going to kill me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's a big, you know, you see people camping. It's a blue tarp, lots of ropes, find a tree.
And that's the other thing is I forgot two tarps. I forgot the sandwich method. I had a tarp underneath, and then I forgot to get another tarp for on top.
Yes.
But it was the shakedown cruise for the summer.
Okay.
So.
And it didn't. Did it rain last night?
It was just
a little drizzle.
My car was
a little wet. Yeah, not much. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It was okay. Well, we're running Tradio.
We got. That's what I suppose we're here for, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, folks, call us if you have something to buy, sell, or trade. Or if you have an opinion, I suppose, no, this is not for opinions, but it is for events coming up that we'd like to hear from and that you'd like to get the word out in the community for. Our number, 907-772-3808. Well, we've got a caller on line one. You are on the air. Take it away.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hope you all are having a good one, even though you're a little wet.
nothing new in Petersburg, John.
Yep.
I know, but I've got four things, and this makes me happy because Joe has to write a lot then.
Okay, I'm ready, John. Bring it on.
Okay. I've got a Yamaha F1000 generator that's never been used.
$400.
And I'd like $300 for that.
Okay.
And then I have four framed coin sets from the 1900s, early 1900s. And I'm open to offers for that and have a native drum, dance drum, with a painting of a native on it, an Eskimo, and I'd like $200 for that.
Okay.
And then lastly, I have a bunch of Eskimo dolls and, you know, in the canoes and behind sleds and just on their own. And they're made out of... wolf fur and seal fur and beaver, and I'm open to offers on any of those, and my number is 907-772-3677, and I'll be home in about an hour.
Okay. Well, seeing as I'm not as quick as I can't write as quick as you can talk, John, let's back up. $300 for the generator. What was the wattage of that? 400?
It's 1,000.
That's 1,000. Okay. 1,000 watt. 1,900 coin sets, make an offer. Native dance drum, $200. Wool, seal, fur, dolls. Wool and seal, fur, and beaver? Fur? Otter? Or dolls? Is that
right? Yeah, they're made out of wolf fur and beaver fur and seal fur.
Yeah, yeah. And that's...
Oh, and caribou hide.
Well, it's all kinds of... dead animals on fur.
Mm-hmm.
But so
lots of dead stuff.
So that's make an offer, make a deal with John. That's
right.
Yeah. Dealing with John. Okay.
All right.
I think we got it.
Thanks, John.
3677.
Okay.
All right. Good day, John.
Okay, thanks a lot. You guys have a great one.
You too.
Okay. Bye. All right. Well, well done, Joe. I think I saw some smoke coming off the page. You were writing.
Well,
so
I say first one, you see, comes off first off the gates. It would have been nice if he was a little further down when my hands got warmed up and ready to roll, but that's good.
Well, we have another caller on line two. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning. I have some free planters. They don't have dirt in them, but I would like to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are longer, and some of them are the kind that you would buy a fuchsia in that hang up, the round ones. They have the wires and stuff on them, but I would like to dispose of them to somebody. They're free.
Mm-hmm.
And my number is 907-772-3208.
3208?
Yes.
All right.
'Tis the season.
Yeah, everybody's getting their planters all worked up here. And almost time, well, last night, or night before last, there was a frost, so people didn't get them out too soon, I hope.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Bye. Okay. And there's another caller on line three. You're on the air.
Good morning. This is Barb Stelz, and I'm calling for the public library. We have 12 pieces of glass that were from our display cases that are around in the library. Anyway, they were refitted, and so we're just offering these pieces of glass for free if somebody would come take them off our hands. I'm not at work, so I don't have the exact measurements. There is a post on Facebook about it, but they're, you know, in between probably 12 by maybe 15 and up to more like 3 by 4 feet, and it's just various and assorted sizes. There's kind of like 4 of each size because mm-hmm. they're from 3 different cases. Anyway. Mm-hmm. So if you are interested in those, they're going to head off to a disposal place sometime soon because they're sitting around and it's not real safe to have all the glass hanging around.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, you can either call the library at 707-772-3349 or just stop by.
Okay. Thank you, Barb.
Thanks, Barb.
Yeah, sure. All right. Bye.
Bye. Okay, and we have another caller on line one. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Robin Roberts. I'm calling for the Rainforest Festival. I just want to remind everybody we've got a fabulous open house on Saturday from 11 to 2 in the A&B Hall. That's the John Hansen Senior Hall. We're going to have tables with information about invasive plants and forage foods. Some games and things about terrestrial mammals, which is the theme for our festival this year. We're going to have the stream table running live with water and hydrologists to demonstrate all kinds of stuff. And we'll have soup and bread for sale. So it's a great way to get involved with the Rainforest Festival, find out more about what we are about, preview what we're going to be doing up in the fall for our main festival in early September. And also, we're going to be offering memberships. And the big advantage of memberships, in addition to supporting your Rainforest Festival, is that you'll get first dibs on any kind of classes or trips and things that we do during the festivals. So come on down and check us out on Saturday from 11 to 2.
All right. Got it. Thanks, Robin.
Okay, thanks a million. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
So, folks, if you're just tuning in now, we're running Tradeal. That's our buy, sell, or trade program. It's also a chance for people to let others know about events coming up in the community. Our number is 907-772-3808. And, Joe, I have something here that I want to announce.
Okay.
Which I think I was hoping to get a call about it, but if not, it should get read out anyway. It's the Petersburg Indian Association is going to host a noise parade, then followed by a candle vigil to raise awareness for missing and murdered indigenous people,
ooh,
which is next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So in just under a week, and the vehicle noise parade begins at noon at Bushman Park, and they'll go around the loop, and then afterwards there's that candle vigil that's at the A&B Hall with some guest speakers.
Good.
And I should drop their number in case people want to know more. Their number is 907-772-3636 and extension 107. All right.
Nice. Well, yeah, that's a pretty big problem. Really, it is. You know, you see it. I watch the Anchorage News a lot. News. You hear it about a lot about up in that area, in that area, and villages and stuff like that. It's just like,
right.
and people, just, you know, shine it off. You know,
yeah.
So
well,
they don't
I kinda,
pay much
I actually,
attention to it.
And I even did a little oopsies, and my mic wasn't even on while I said all that.
Okay.
So I should repeat it. I'm not sure if folks heard.
Well, they could probably hear it. Faintly from this
faintly,
mic.
Faintly, yeah.
Yeah, I heard you in my, yeah.
But I was just talking about the Petersburg Indian Association having that noise parade, which is next Tuesday. And that starts at noon at Bushman Park. They go around the loop. And then afterwards, there's a candle vigil at the A&B Hall.
Mm-hmm.
So just to say it's for murdered and missing indigenous people, which is next Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they got my chat on the good cause before they maybe really heard the whole announcement, right?
Sure, sure. They did. They
so
did.
They got it twice.
Uh-huh.
Good deal.
And another thing, I know it's kind of heavy, but the House Finance Committee is hearing public testimony about the state capital budget. That is today, 4:30 to 6:30. And the good people at the Petersburg Legislative Information Office will help you out to figure out how to do that. Mm-hmm. And they're over at 11B Joa Street, which is that near the Petersburg and P&W Insurance?
It's behind there.
It's behind there.
It's actually on the ground level, just kind of in the back side of it there.
So yeah.
Kind of the walkway that goes beside it there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well,
and all you get this... the ever knowledgeable Matt.
Oh,
to
yes.
All the answers to your questions.
Yes,
and if he doesn't have the answers, he will help search them.
That's very true. They have the resources over there. And we have another caller on line one. Take it away.
Good morning. Excuse me. I have some window trim pieces that came off my house during a remodel. They're old growth fir. They have a slight profile on them. Various lengths. We replaced everything, but this is really nice, old growth window trim pieces. So it's free, and the address is 807 Wrangell Avenue, and they'd just be right on the edge of the property.
Okay. Nice. So you say a profile, so it's not just flat stock. It's like...
Yes, you know, it's, you know... like window trim pieces that have a slight profile that have been used cutting knives and anyways there I think two different style profiles.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, you know, a dozen or more pieces of window trim.
All right. Yeah, well, that come and take a look. It's free.
Yes.
Yep. Yep. Thank you. 807 Wrangell Avenue.
All right.
For
thank
some
you.
Trim. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. All right. And, Joe, I have something as my own private citizen to put on Tradio.
Well, you can take the earphones off, then you're not a private citizen. You're still an employee here now, right?
So, well, I guess so. But I
you
just
have a right. You have a right.
But I have a right to use Tradio.
Yes, because we are here for you.
My little brother is really into Pokemon cards.
Ooh.
And I like to kind of keep my eye out for them for his birthday and other kind of things going on, and it's a very easy gift to make him very happy. And so if anyone has any Pokemon cards that they want to get off their hands, I'm very happy to pay something for them. You can let me know. And he's pretty non-discriminatory. I think he's into more of the collecting rather than like the special novelty ones.
Uh-huh.
And my number is 907-518-1288.
In search of, so what if theory here.
Mm-hmm.
What if, you know, you give him a wad of Pokemon cards, and as he's sorting through them, it's one of those Gibunza rare ones that's worth $250,000. Does he go back to who he got them from and say, you know, I didn't think you knew what this was really worth when you gave me all these cards. And now I'm a quarter of a millionaire here, and I'd like to share.
Would
he do that? Is it?
It's a good question. I think... he's not into it in the way where I think he would recognize that.
Well,
so I think if it slips under your radar, it'll slip under his radar too.
I think there's probably some people that kids, they accumulated those not, you know, because they were cool or whatever.
Right. Well, if they're like, you know, 30 years old or something, they might be worth something. But
yeah.
I think for the vast majority of it, we need to remember, Joe, that they're just pieces of paper.
Well,
I guess money is also a piece of paper.
True.
Mm-hmm.
True. And money that sometimes people have coins like John.
Yeah.
You know, he's got coins there that, you know, are, you know, people really don't know what they're worth.
It's true. I guess the value is the semiotic, you know, relationship that we have with it. It's the symbol of it.
Yeah.
I suppose. So if that happened, I guess keep an eye out for, like, you know, a 1990 Charizard. That might be worth something.
Charizard. See, you actually know what
I just, well, because you hear about people who auction off these things for crazy
or
amounts
of
money.
Some of those go for millions.
Some of,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but usually those are the ones that are like mint condition.
Yeah.
I don't.
Most
my
kids,
brother does not mind.
And most kids that collect them didn't try to keep them in mint condition.
I don't think
either.
So. You know, they're snot encrusted, all those things.
Like we're talking cards, we'll talk about somebody that collected cards, baseball cards.
I never got into those. Were those a thing for you?
Huge, you know, with the bubble gum in it and everything.
There was a bubble gum in it?
Oh, heck yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like
there was it was flat, and it was, you know, about half the size of a baseball card, and it was in with the pack of baseball cards.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I collected lots of baseball
cards. And so they were real players.
Yes.
So what were you supposed to do if, like, you're a player and you end up with a bad card? You know.
What do you mean?
Like clearly there's someone out there. Is it just their stats? Is that what it is?
It depends. You know, it's got a picture of them and it's got their stats. And it's usually, you know, like their rookie cards or whatever like that. Like now some of those basketball cards, the rookie Michael Jordan cards go, like, for millions and millions,
right.
You know.
Right.
Stuff like that. And I hate to think of what some of my cards might have been worth had my mother not thrown them out.
I think there's a fallacy that happens. It's like people, I don't know what it's called, maybe like but there's something about people think that the stuff that they own is very valuable.
True.
And, you know, it's like if anyone else has a lamp, they're like, I don't care about, you know, that's just a random lamp. But because it's your lamp, you kind of think it has some intrinsic value. So I think there's something going on there with that.
Well, I look at some of the, you know, because I collected baseball cards. And back in my day, it was Mickey Mantle. And that, can you imagine what happened? Some of those Mickey Mantle cards were like his rookie card or something like that. What had they been worth? Of course, but again,
my baseball knowledge stops at like Jackie Robinson and Babe Ruth.
Well, see, that's back in the day. Babe Ruth was a little pre my day. No, my day was...
Only a little.
Not by much, no, no. But, yeah, but again, nobody kept those in pristine condition.
Okay. What? Time for rundown?
I think...
Pretty close.
Julie's saying it's time for
want
rundown.
Play more of that music that you had on earlier?
It was great.
Who called first?
John.
Okay, there you go. Done the rundown yet?
No.
Take it away. Julie is ushering us on.
We're talking baseball cards. I'm getting censored here, I think, somewhat. All right.
We run a tight ship here.
I obviously must have some important stuff coming up. Some more of that music. Okay, John called. He's got a Yamaha 1,000-watt generator. He wants $300 for it. It's in great condition. He's got three sets, 1,900 coin sets, and he says, make an offer. And he's also have some native dance drum. It's got a design on the skin of it, and he wants $200 for that. And he also has some dolls. They're of wool, they're seal fur, beaver fur, and other assorted, you know, as he said, named another one. But he also says make an offer if you want to see those. If you had any interest in those, he will be home shortly. He can be reached at 907-772-3677. A caller called and said it has free planters if you want them. They're assorted planters, longer planters, you know, hanging planters. Free, call 907-772-3208. Barb called, and she has 12 pieces, or they have 12 pieces of glass from the display case. They replaced all of the glass in the display case, and they want to get rid of the glass. If anybody has any use for them, they're assorted sizes and can be seen at the library, or you can call 907-772-3349. Robin called, and she just wants to give a shout-out for the open house for the Rainforest Festival at the A&B John Hansen Hall. This Saturday from 11 to 2, there'll be soup and bread for sale and lots of displays about kind of a kickoff for what's going to happen with the Rainforest Festival this fall and stuff, you know, a lot of interesting stuff. You got to be there to see it. And a caller called, and he's got some free window trim. It's fur. It's various lengths, assorted. It's got some profiles to it, so it's not just flat stock. And it's all fur, which is, you know, usually knotless, clean cut, vertical grain. 807 Wrangell Avenue. It's be on the side of the property there if you want to take a look. And Isaiah called, and he is in search of anybody that's got some shoe boxes full of Pokemon cards. His brother collects Pokemon cards, and if you just got some Pokemon cards laying around from your child or your grandchild or whoever, you know, and they're just sitting in a shoebox, he'd be interested in them. So call 907-518-1288. 907-518-1288. Correct?
Yep.
Is that good enough?
I think that was superb.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I will quit talking.
Well, I hope you have a sublime day ahead. Splendid. Serendipitous. Oh. Okay, well, Joe has stopped talking, which means Tradio is over. Thanks for joining us, folks. We'll turn to some music.
Thank you.
Right after this message and this health tip. He's very tight-lipped.